أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we're looking at حروف المقطعات area. These are 29 chapters of the Quran, which have a unique letter combination. And we've been focusing on Mimat place. Today we will look at the last of the chapters, or last of the surah, of these seven chapters that are in Mimat place, all beginning with Alif Lam Mim. And we're looking at Surah Al-Sajda, which is Surah number 32. Sajda is the prostration. There's 30 ayat, is a Makki surah. And this surah has a wajib sajda, a tilawa sajda. And this is in ayah 15. So when we hear this, when we hear it live, or we are reciting it, we would go into sajda. But first, let's look at the focus of the surah. And the focus of the surah is to answer the objections which were made against divine guidance, against resurrection and accountability. And it tells us that those who believe, they go into sajda, they do hamd, which is they praise and thank divinity. And they are not arrogant. So there's a contrast between those who defiantly oppose divine guidance and then those who believe. The surah is also called Al-Madaji'i, which means the surah of beds, after the reference in ayah 16 of those who toss and turn, who are not comfortable in their beds because they want to devote themselves to Allah. Allah says that tajafa junubuhum anil madaji'i yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'an wa mimma razaqnahum yunfikun. They sort of move themselves away from their beds. They're tossing and they're turning because they call upon their Rabb in fear and in hope, and they spend out of what we have given them. Let's look at the benefits. It's a cure for aches and pains. And this used to be a favorite surah of the Prophet. He used to recite it with Suratul Mulk every day before he slept at night. So we've divided it into three sections. In the first section, we have the Quran and its awesome author. So Allah says how he sent the Quran to a people who didn't have a warner for a period of time, but they made a mockery of the message, and there's a warning towards them. And then he describes himself. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal ard wa ma baynahuma. Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth and what is between them. He says, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. He regulates the amr, the affair, from the heavens and the earth, and it will ascend to him in a day the measure of which is 1,000 years of what you count. In other words, he is the owner of time and he controls everything. He then says, ذَلِكَ عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. He's the knower of the seen and the unseen. He's the mighty, the merciful. He then describes the origin and the end of the human being. His origin physically out of dust, but then Allah says, ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَقَ فِيهِ مِنَ رُوحِهِ. He made him complete and breathed into him his spirit. So he's a combination of khalq and amr, in other words, the physical creation of the body, but also the ruh, which is not subject to time and space. In the second section, which is ayat 10 to 4, we see the comparison between the defiantly disobedient versus those who submit to divinity. So those who are defiantly disobedient do not believe in resurrection, whilst those who believe, they are certain. Those who are defiantly disobedient will ask to be sent back to be able to do good. In ayah 12, Allah says, they will hang their heads down in shame and they will say, our Rabb, Rabbana, Absarna, Wasame'na, we see and we hear, Farji'na, send us back, Na'amal Salihan, so we can do good deeds, Inna Mukinun, we are certain now. Whilst those who believe do good deeds now when they've got the time. Those who are defiantly disobedient neglect accountability. And that's versus those who believe, who leave their beds to devote themselves to Allah. They do sajda, they praise and they thank Him, and they're not arrogant. And this is in the ayah of wajib sajda, or sajda tilawat, which is ayah 15. And in this comparison, Allah asks the question in ayah 18. He says, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Is he then who believes like the one who crosses the line, who's a transgressor? He says, you cannot compare the two. لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. They're not equal. And then there's a couple of verses on the Bani Israel, who are an example of those who were guided so long as they persevered and had patience and followed the signs of divinity. And finally, in the last section, the surah continues with a call to reflect upon the end of past civilization and a reflection on creation, finally ending with a challenge to those who cover up the truth and to await the order of Allah. The day of Qiyamah is highlighted in ayah 28 when Allah says, وَيَكُولُونَ, and they say, مَتَى هَذَا الْفَتْحُ وَإِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When will this judgment take place if you are truthful? And in the final ayah, Allah says, فَأَعْرِضْ, turn away anhum, turn away from them, وَانْتَذِرُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُنْتَذِرُونَ, and wait. Surely they too are waiting. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who find comfort in talking to Him, who go into sajda, who praise and thank Him, and who are not arrogant. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.